Jane McCracken with Billings Family Service leads a tour of the organization's old building and thrift store in downtown Billings. She walks through the food pantry in the back of the facility and points out a cart of groceries packed for a family of four.
And so you can see we start with eggs, dairy, the very bottom. If you look right through here, you'll see that it's all meat.
Around 10% of people in Yellowstone County are in poverty, according to census data. And Billings Family Service is one of the organizations that offers assistance on food, housing, and other basic needs. In May, Billings Family Service expands into a new building on Billings' south side, about 2 miles away from its current facility. McCracken says the organization will be able to serve 30% more people. She says the building will also provide space for a new partnership with Montana Food Bank Network to better feed in-need families on the eastern side of the state.
So what we're expecting is that we will be a distribution hub, that there will be a large supply of food stored here and then trucked out on a regular basis from the center of the state to the eastern side. It costs way less to get food in bulk to a central location, and that's what we will be.
We'll begin outreach to communities in eastern Montana in May. McCracken says the new facility is the payoff of 3 years of work with a budget of a little over $6.1 million, 20% of which was covered through the new Markets Tax Credit Program. The program incentivizes investment in businesses and projects in low-income communities. The program was authorized in 2000 with an end date of December 2019. Legislation was recently introduced in the House and Senate to extend the program indefinitely. Kayla Deroche, YPR News.